Spurgeon was fairly careful about the control of the process. That is to say that he wanted the finished article to be his finished article. And the way he got around this was by having the research done on the sermon by a whole group of people by towards the end of his life.
Some industrial
organization. And then, he'd eventually, he'd eventually pull the sermon together. And then when the sermon was preached, then on the Monday, I mean, it's that precise, so you know, preached on the Sunday, on the Monday he would edit that sermon and it would be issued as a pamphlet. And then at the end of the month, they bring together four pamphlets at least. And then he'd edit it again. So that, and it would be this monthly pamphlet. And then at the end of the year, they put all of them together and then you got the series. And so, and he controls that process because, of course, what that means is more sales coming towards the various Spurgeon enterprises. And so it makes it... And so I'm wondering whether those manuscripts would have that much on them because, of course... If you have manuscripts lying around, then he can't control the process anymore. But of course, I haven't checked, so
it'll be interesting to see what it was as a starting point sort of thing for it, and how that was the starting point and how it proceeded.
And presumably, early on in his career, he did write manuscript sermons rather than part of this industrial kind of promote.
Well, that's the interesting thing. It's got to have been really early in his career now. He started preaching when he was, what, 17? His first sermon was when he was 17, man, and he gets a church, at about the age of 20. And when does he get to New Park? It's, what, 22, 23, something like that? And immediately, he's starting to churn out these sermons. So, I mean, he has this idea about where he wants...